So in the middle of Hilchus Shabbos, Siman Shin Aleph, pretty long Siman, on the bottom of Pegilim at Aleph, the halachas of what are you allowed to go out to the street with and what not on Shabbos, Siv Lamed Vav. What the Lord says, B'Shabbos, one is permitted to go out on Shabbos, B'Shnei Malbushim Zal Gav Zeh, with two garments, one on top of the other, Ben Letzarkai, whether he needs it for himself, Ben Letzarkaber, whether his friend needs it, B'Shnei Shnei Chalukim, whether they're both two shirts, Ben Shnei Hem Shnei Sarbolim, whether they're two Pir Shablis, like Sus Elyon, like a coat. Binchim Shtechagoyres, all gobs with the two belts, one on top of the other. A fellow in Malbush, Mavsig with name, as a given term base. And even if there's no garment between them, Agos, some say it's forbidden to do Shtechagoyres, two belts, one on the other. Elim Kim Malbush, Mavsig with name, only if there's a garment that separates between them. This are Zura, Tesis, Mordechai, Perg by my Isha. Chen Ro Lenig, it says Ramah, that's how it's appropriate to conduct oneself. Mutalubash Nikabum Zal Zeh, says there's Zura, permitted to wear two hats, one on top of the other. So too, two pairs of socks. Says the Augur. Says Mishmar Siv Katan Kuf Lamed Beis. So he said, you let it go out with two garments, one on top of the other, whether he needs it or Bein Letzer Chaver, whether his friend needs it. Avgav She'ein Loi Shuman Novaz, even though he doesn't have any pleasure from it. Avalach, even so, Loi Mechzik Amas, doesn't look like a load, like carrying a package. Kimin Dederech Malbushu, since he's wearing it the way of a garment. And all these garments you create one on top of the other, including belts. But Kuf Lamed Gimel, the Ramah said, some say it's forbidden when there's two belts. It's not similar to two garments. It's normal for a person to wear many layers because of the cold. Of a trich agur, with two belts, what type of benefit do you get? You already girdled yourself. And it's not the norm to girdle. And the Ramah, it's actually carrying something. It's a load. Now, Mashman Pesim sounds like in the halachic authorities, according to everyone, that even if it would be prohibited, it would only be rabbinic. Because at the end of the day, Derech Labisha, who you are wearing it, it's only forbidden because it looks like you're carrying something. Which Sharatin Kuv Samachay says that if you look at the Ran, Perkel Kisvei in the Mishnah, over there, it says, sounds like from him actually that he holds it as derisive. He says you could reject that. It seems like that. No, it's derabban. Says the Mishnah further. He says, all the more so lachker patzilka alachagur, which that's a matpachas, some type of like a kerchief or a cloth to tie, to girdle the kerchief on the belt. That the end of lachker bakach, that's for sure not the normal way of girdling, of tying oneself. That definitely the also would be forbidden. Chayodim writes Bezeh regarding this. A full day of Rishayna, even according to the first opinion, the held two belts are permitted. Us there would be forbidden with the kerchief. The kibin de shein derech lachab is avachal, since not the norm to girdle yourself with it during the week. And minkal akol, it's recognizable to everyone. Shemaram lo hitzi, you're being deceptive to carry it out. And if a full of caramel is also, even in the rabbinically prohibited area, you would be prohibited. Bataz, if cut in your dal nosn eitzah, he gives an idea. Shechab berusha piles hapalzik. What you do is you connect the edge of the kerchief, the edge of the belt, with a bow, which this is what the people do with the keys, carry the keys in the streets. That how are you going to carry your kerchief? Extend it, attach it to the end of the belt, making it a longer belt. And then you'll be girdling yourself with the kerchief also. According to what we explain later on, you actually could girdle the kerchief by the hefzik malbush, by having another garment between your belt and tying the kerchief around your waist. That is a machagur hilamala. That is, let's say your regular belt is over your coat, so then tie it around your pants. So you'll have the coat as a separation between the two belts. But you're not allowed to tie it. That's a kerchief around the leg. You know, oh, I'm wearing it. It's attached around me. No, she ain't a derech malbush klal. That's not how people usually wear it. Eliyaser kenis kalel. Rather, you should do like we mentioned before. Oh, yichur is a siva hatzaver. Or let's say wrap it around your neck. Derech malbush, like a scarf, like a shawl. That's normal. That's an option. Siv kuf lama down. He said some say it's prohibited to have two belts ze al ze, one on top of the other. Avehicha shenoygin lachker untergartel the ibegartel. The place where the custom is to wear a lower belt and the upper belt, that is a tachtin ein nol. Like you have the bottom one that's really the one that's tying you. Like women have like girdles, you know, like the under that's not really nice, no one sees. Mashen Noah, then you have one on the top that is nice. Basically, and they do this through Tevel Achkar Mashen Alarishin, because it's good to have girdling the second one on the first one, the Shasheni who cuts her, or because let's say the second one is shorter. So then Shari then says, that's permitted. Which the Sharatin Hoskav Samachtes says, is Lacher, according to this, when you have Kamra on the Hemyona, why is the Gemara say that's forbidden? Say that the upper one is Lanoi, is for beauty, because it has golden strings. So it's possible that over there, that wasn't a minigat like that, really. And says, you know that from the words of the Chayyadim Primogodim, it also makes sense what the Magadvaram writes in Sivkat Memtes, Toiv Shloi Tach Garno, why is there no Chiyiv? And it's Dechrik to say that their words are going only according to those who say it's permitted. Doesn't sound like that from the basis. But according to what they're saying, it makes sense because this is a heter of the upper one being nice. So there is a purpose, there is utility. So the Chayyadim is inclined to Elim Chizbezeh, that if they wear the undergartel and the overgartel, not the protest of the Shanaigin cane in countries where the custom is like that. Kazakhin, right? The Mashanaigin says Nashim, just that some women have the custom, Lachka Bechagira, to girdle themselves with a belt, and then they girdle themselves also with a girdle on the wide garment from the bottom, should they kach, and through that, Hugba Begadirachim Arts, so the wide garment gets lifted up from the ground. The reason why they do this, that the garment should not get dirty, a term when there's mud and dirt. That's also been, again, there's a need for it. So it's not like this, usually you'll say that's unnecessary. So therefore, that would be prohibited. What's the point? But when there's a purpose and utility, then it's permitted. We said, the Ramos said, some say it's forbidden to have two belts, one another, only if you have a garment separating between them. So the people have a belt on their pants and they have a belt on their coat. Then the chinro alin, again, that's also how it's appropriate to conduct oneself. Okay, and there's a shlof mantle, which is this night garment. Shetafer b'yam yana, it's like a type of a robe, or a night, what do you call that, when it's just the one piece that you throw over. Be there, me, shetafer b'yam yana, where they have a belt stitched into it. If he wants to tie a belt on the shlof mantle, on the sleep coat, he should untie the belt that's stitched to it, because you don't want to have a belt on top of a belt. It's not a master, the bottle of the bag, it's really nullified to the garment. It's stitched to it. If you're going to girdle with both of them, have a chagur master, then the belt is like a master, that says the Prima Gadim. So therefore, that's why you should take it off. Sivkot and Kovlam and Vav. It's permitted to wear Shnei Kovam, two hats, one on top of the other. Shkid Darka Bechol, that's the norm during the week. They lost some Kovam Gadol, but a big hat, a Kovam Katan on the small hat, says the Arzurua. And Sivkot, Nam Kovam and Zayin, Vein Chin Shnei Apoloyis, two socks are called regular on each foot, Dabik Shnei Sarbolam, it's also permitted to be done. Siv Lamed Zayin. Mutalot says Peshabbos, you're allowed to go which on Shabbos, but both the Yadayim, Mikroim, Gvantish. You're allowed to go out with gloves. Yes, Mishmachmer, some are stringent. Lahatzoch Sheet, put him every Shabbos, but both the Yadayim, Shalabushab, to require that it be stitched from before Shabbos in the hands of the garment. Shikshrim behem, Bekesha Shakim Yafa, or to tie it with a permanent knot very well. But Allah Shudvarab and says the Machab, it's appropriate to be concerned for his words, the one that is stringent. Says Mishbura Sivkat and Kovlam and Ches. You let it go out with Bati Yadayim. By the time, the reason is Shem Albish garment. It's a regular garment. Shasum Lohagim Ne'akar, which is used to protect the hands from the cold. Yesh Mishamach Mahu. Why are there those who are stringent? Shem Dubu Amim, because sometimes Circle Mashmash Riyadav. Sometimes you have to touch your hands. Lost Menekino, a Padish, or a Katsa. You have, let's say, a lice or some type of bug that's biting you. You might forget. But you might have to carry the gloves now for Amos in the street. Let it go out with these gloves that are called on the Krum Gvantish. This is what we call these mitts, these gloves. A mash on the current arbel, which is actually something that, like, you put your two hands, two palms of your hands into this to warm it up, you'll be sticking your two hands. That's a taz. The taz holds the shayla kol amas. That's permitted actually according to everyone. Why? Because the Baha'i regarding this, you're not going to make a turn that you're going to remove from your hand. Even if we can do that, I think what ladies have is like you put your two hands in it. Even if we can do this, you're still going to be wearing in your second hand. It's not called a masli. Those are all actually the adrabas. This is even more stringent. This is the type of thing that very easily falls off of your hands. And therefore has a different concern from a different angle. That's how they normally just hold it in their hand. They carry it in their hand. It's appropriate to be concerned regarding this too. So either stitch it from before Shabbos or shikshim mechulu or tie a permanent knot very well. It's like lemeches from the yitzim yodab. Then you don't have to be concerned anymore that he's going to take it out from his hands. Sivkot nikov mem aleph. And the mechaber says v'ro loches levar. It's appropriate to be concerned for his words. Akshem nog lahakel. Now the custom is to be lenient. Maybe from the keeping the shalaba poisim. Since according to many halachic authorities, in lom shos rabim derayim as manazeh, we don't have any biblical rishos rabim. The nigzid demosla to it that we should be crazy that you make up the carry it. So. It sounds like we're in the even though we're not going to protest on those who are leaning to help to wear gloves. It's appropriate for any spiritually sensitive person to be stringent not to wear gloves.
If someone goes on Shabbos, but Talish ain't yet to kill chasam, with a Talish that doesn't have the appropriate tzitzis on it, Chayiv is liable for carry. Why? Because the strings, the threads, are significant to him. But that element, his intention is on them. Actually, Ashley may say tzitzis until he's going to go and complete them and make them into tzitzis, which is not right now. Stibbert carrying. Now, however, the tzitzis are done halachically. Even though there's no blue string on it, mutter has continued to pedal. Let's just by Shabbos, he'll go out with it on Shabbos. Says Ramal the Ein Leil Simon Yud Gimel. Says in Mishburu Sivkot and Kufnem Beis. So someone goes on Shabbos or Talis that the tzitzis are not kelchasa. So Ein Leil Simon Yud Gimel Siv Alf Mishburu Shemabur Kapar Tadin. As all the specifics of this halacha are mentioned over there. What's kelchasa? Sivkot and Kufnem Gimel. So Yichayv because those strings are significant. Why Yichayv? Lo Bishvat Talis, not for the Talis. Because Avu Gavdei Mekayim Hasid the tzitzis, even though you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, the tzitzis Mekomo Kamav Veinachayv Bishulzemach B'Shabbos. It's not considered a liability of wearing a garment that you're allowed to wear on Shabbat, Alman Bushe, who it's his garment, and the Shulat says Chutin, because he's carrying the strings. Sivkot and Kumem Dal, and the significant, the Medaita Alem, and Ritzlam, what it means to say is Hilkot, therefore, Lebot Le'argaba Talis. The idea he's trying to say is it's not considered nullified to the Talis, come like the butler to it, like a Bekil, like the way the straps are nullified to the canopy, like come on, like we see later on in the Siblama test. Sivkot and Kumem Hay. Now, if the Tzitzar Kahalacha, not Bishim Atchilis, even though there's no Tchilis, which the Kamala, because we know that Allah is chilz in Ma'akavas 11, is not hold back the validity of the white strings, and therefore it's not considered a problem about Karen. The Bi'a Allah, Dibri Maschel, Shitpinin, that these gloves, they should be stitched on, or they should be tied on with a Keshra Shakayama. It says, look at the times that he asked, that if they're hanging through a knot, and not going to be on his hand, so there's a masa in him. So what does it help that it's tied on? Most definitely it's not bottle through that to the garment. Now, Biagra asked more than this. He says, even stitching, what does it help? What's the difference from the talus that the tzitzis are not on it, as similar type of, like it says in Sevel HaMeches and Sevel HaMetes, where it's not appropriate, the talus, even though it's connected, it's not done the right way. So I said, I look at the Eli Rabbi that he answered that since you're tying with a very good knot, it looks like an extended sleeve. And there it's not called a mas, and there it's effective. So I also want to say, but now Shalman say, but to the Shabbat that they write that even through knotting, tying a knot, for sure it's not bottled regarding the sleeves. However, for right now, he's wearing a derech hamalbush, and told him because of concern that maybe he's going to have to remove them and he's going to carry them in the hands. But since they're tied on, even though he takes his hand out of them, it's not going to totally fall off to be concerned that maybe he's going to carry in his hand. It's just going to be hanging on him, and therefore it's shaloi kederech haitzah. It's not the normal way of carrying something, and there'd be a pata. And then we weren't going in such a case because it's only really as a gzeir. Even according to this, also by kesher she'inisha klima, it would be appropriate to be matur because really no more concern that you're going to come to carry in your hands. Maybe it's possible that the knot will come undone, or the prima gadim writes in such a situation. The tazim of the goyim, they don't like this answer. Sounds like that they hold that it is a derech haitzah. Did maskel yafa. That you should tie it on very well. Same thing is that you're permitted to attach them with clasps, says Eli Rabba, that would also be okay, as many mittens have. regarding the tzitzis, you have your mind on them until you can complete them, make them into tzitzis. That's the opinion of the Rishayim, that they explain that this is in the Gemara Hanichashivi. That's because he has in mind to be mashlimit. And also there are many Rishayim that they explain Hanichashivi is because they're chutin shal mitzvah, the mitzvah strings. Or of tchilis, like Rashi explains, and nafkmina has many different ramifications, like in the Shemesodim, Klan above, and this is not the place to be lengthy about that discussion. Some of the Tirshu 89. Regarding going up to Gartel on Shabbos, which is this cloth belt that people wear when they daven, when a person's already wearing a regular belt. So Tribbezigis Major writes that if he ties the Gartel on his pants without any interruption of the garment, right, forbidden. But if he ties the Gartel on his jacket, such situation is a separation of a garment between the belt and the Gartel, therefore it's going to be permitted. Trisman Tchitzchak brings the opinion of Rav Zilber and the Sefer Bris Olam, the Sefer Oz Nidbru, that for many reasons why it's forbidden to go over the Gartel on Shabbos, even when you're tying it on the jacket, on the outer garment, and only if he's going on Shabbos in the garment that's called a Bekacher, which is normal to go tied with a Gartel, then this logical is permitted. On the other hand, Trisman Tchitzchak disagrees, and he holds that since when you're davening, the Gartel functions as a takshin, as a noi, for those that are particular to daven with it, and therefore, even not during davening, it is considered a takshin, you're allowed to go out with it, even without any other interruption of a garment. Also, that since wearing the Gartel by davening is made because of kavanat tefillin and the chashivas, if that's the case, also wearing it not during davening, if he does it because of his minhag to daven like that, it's also in the chashivas of tefillin, and therefore the Gartel is considered as a takshin, even not during davening, and it's not like a masi. It adds on, someone wants to be machman himself, so then he should untie the buttons from the upper garment and should girdle himself with the gartel. There's number 90. We said that what you do is you take the edge of the kerchief and you tie it at the end of the belt with a bow. Now, this is going to be concerned. People are going to laugh at him that he's going like that, and then he's going to remove the matpachas, and he's going to come together in Rosh Hashanah, which we're discussing by Allah and Sevzad, and Maskal Kol Yitzir. Rosh Hashanah explains that since it's recognizable, whatever who's going out with the matpachas when it's tied on his belt is so that he doesn't carry the matpachas in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be concerned that maybe they're going to come to laugh at him. Dish number 91, regarding going out with a shoe, if a shoelace is appropriate to tie with it, but right now it's not tied, Rosh Hashanah holds that it's permitted. And even if the shoelace is not stitched into the shoe, because since it's made to tie with it, the shoe, it's like part of the shoe. And that's also opinion of this gorilla, Mechaim Kanievsky, to go with a belt that you're not tying the garment with right now, and it's not even stitched onto the garment. It just puts through the loops that's made for that. Some zaman holds it's permitted, because just like the shoelace is considered part of the shoe, even when you're not tying the shoe, so too the belt is considered part of the garment, even when you're not girdling yourself with the on the garment. And that's written in Shubas Chalkis Yaakov. It just adds on that this, when the belt is made in a way that there's no concern that it's going to fall, because if not, it would be forbidden to go out with it because the concern that it might fall, he might come to carry it. Now, regarding cufflinks that are put onto the shirt sleeve, and he's not closing the sleeve, which sometimes I'm not sure if you compare it to a belt that put through the loops that you're allowed to go out with it, even when it's not tied, or maybe that since the norm is to switch the cufflinks from shirt to shirt when you need it, it's not buckled to the shirt, only when it's cuffed and closed. There's number 92. We said it's normal to wear a big hat on a small hat, and if it's permitted. However, when there's concern that the upper hat is going to blow off in the wind from his head and it's going to come to carry it in Rosh Hashanah, so in Sifkat and Kufnun Gimli writes that according to those who say it's forbidden, the in Sif Memalef, it's forbidden to go out with a hat on the hat. That's the Kavachayim writes in the Mishulchan Aruch, and he adds on that the words are more not said only when the upper hat is tightly on his head, that there's no concern that it's going to fall off. Dish number 93, to go out in the summer months with a winter garment, Chubasikis Major writes that's permitted, even if there's a concern that you might come to remove it from his body. However, the Chum did not make it forbidden to go out with a full fledged garment from a concern you might remove it and you come to might carry in Rosh Hashanah. They also depend on Rosh Hashanah, however, he adds on that to be in doubt if it's permitted to go out in the summer months with a raincoat, because there's a concern that people might laugh at him, he might come to take it off. And we discuss in Sukkot 9 Bays and later on Simish and Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel. Now, to go out with earmuffs that are on the ears through a bow made out of iron that's placed beneath the hat, like the people normally go out in during the winter, Shubas Beis Yisrael, he writes it's permitted because since it's made to protect it in the ears, so it's a full-fledged garment, like mittens are on the hands. On the other hand, you don't have the concern that you have by gloves, that you might come to remove it to, like, let's say, get rid of some type of a bug or whatever. And also, if you're going to remove it, you would have to remove your hat also if it's those type of earmuffs. And it's not the norm to go into Shazram with an uncovered head, and they're permitted to go out with them for someone that goes out like that during the weekday, because of concern they might catch a cold or something like that. However, someone that does not usually go out like that during the weekday should be stringent not to go out like that on Shabbos. So to go out with cotton that's in one's ears to protect from the wind or from the cold, Shabbos Pesach already says permitted, and that's dependent on the Skirelis, that there's no concern that it might fall, and there's also no concern that you might come to carry it. Dish number 95, by mittens from children, that sometimes they connect one to the other with a string of the two gloves, and this grail holds that for them to go out with them when the hands are not inside of them, because since they're hanging on the sleeves and they're not connected to them, so they're not considered as part of the sleeve. It's rather like a masu, and you have to know that it could even be considered as a derech hitzah, a normal way of carrying it. There's number 96. We said it's rov for chol ba'al nefesh should be machmer not to wear gloves. Shlomo explains that the reason that the Mishnah says it's rov for ba'al nefesh should be machmer is since the concern to take off the gloves to touch something on your hand, to remove lice, etc., is very common, more than all the other concerns that I mentioned in the Gemara regarding the Issa v'tzol l'shos ram, and therefore one should be machmer. Dish number 97. We said that the problem with the talis that does not have the appropriate tzitzis is not the carrying of the talis, but rather of the tzitzis. So for this reason, the Halacha writes in Simeon Yud Gimel that someone that's wearing a Shabbos in the morning his talis in his house, and then he goes out with it to shul, he has to check its tzitzis before he puts it on, or in every Shabbos before he puts his talis in his bag, so that it doesn't go out with a talis pasul, and then he'll be over there if it's up. And regarding if such a talis is muktza, so we discussed in Simeon Shin Ches Sivkot and Kof Ayin. Dish number 98. A garment that's chayv and tzitzis only because of a suffix. So in Simen Yud Gimel, Mishra writes based on the words of Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud, not to go out with it to Rishas Ram. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish writes that the words of Shulchan Aruch are tzrichim in, need further analysis, because according to him, that the mitzvah is not mevatel the strings to the garment. It's just the kneading of the owner of the garment, that the string should be in the garment, that's what's mevatel to the bag. And therefore, someone is wearing a bag that's chayv and tzitzis because of suffix, at the end of the day, he wants that the strings should be hanging in the garments, and therefore one should not consider that as a masa, and therefore you're allowed to go out with that. Shlomo Zalman holds that it's possible that also Shulchan Aruch holds like the words of the Chazon Ish. In this city, Paskins, in a beggar that's a subic, if it's chayiv, you should not go out with it on Shabbos. That's only when he has in mind to change the garment. In such a situation, would be chayiv for sure. If that's the case in this current situation, that it does not want the tzitzis strings. On the other hand, since he intends to utilize it also after he changes the garment, so they're not buckled to the beggar, and therefore that would be the problem. Similarly, that says written Chubas, Meshav Dover, Chelik Aleph. Dish number 99, when a person does not have a mind to be mashlim this tzitzis to this garment. So Chubas Meshav Dover writes that according to these Rishonim, the strings are bottled to the baggage, and then they would not be considered as masa. According to this, he asks, why is Mishnah write in Simeon Yud Gimel that a small garment, a beggar of a cotton that does not have a shear that's chayv and tzitzis, if forbidden to go with it in Shabbos and Shos Rabban, but since he does not intend to change it, so the string should be bottled to the beggar. And look over there what Mishpah responded to him and what Nitzib wonders on him. Chubasik Ismaisha writes an additional reasoning why these strings are not bottled to the beggar, because this is in the Gemara Hanichashivit, that what it means is that they're chashiv because of their place, because since he intends to remove them in place at the time when he's fixing the tzitzis, they're not bottled to the beggar. And it concludes the halacha, one should be concerned about all the different shittas, whether the shittas of most Rishayim, that the strings are chashiv because he intends to be mashlim them, whether according to shittas Rishayim, which are brought in the Bria Halacha later on, that the strings are chashiv because they're chudim shamitzah, because they're from Techeles, and to what he explains, that the strings are chashiv because of the place. So therefore you have to be stringent not to go out with the Mishra's Ram, also by strings that are chashiv on their own, and also by strings that he intends to be mashing them, and also those that are chashiv because of this, that he has to remove them from their place.